Hey there, guys. So this is Michaela Miles of The Michaela Miles Show. And sitting here tonight, we actually just finished a photo shoot. And I'm sitting here with our photographer, Dina Gilmore, and our lovely model. She's a new to our industry, actually, a new Amazon model. And you're still kind of figuring it out, right? What can we call you? Sorry. what can we call you?
Yeah,
we'll just call her Anonymous Amazon for now.
We'll just call her Glamazon.
Yeah, we'll call her Glamazon until she finds a name. So, quick story about this, actually. Our new Glamazon model actually came to one of our sound healing shamanic journeys that Dina and I also do. So we're multitaskers here. We're photographers, we're models, we're art people creating our lives. But our Glamazon was there at our sound healing journey, and I noticed her. As you guys know, I like to recruit tall women, and I said, holy crap, this woman needs to be an Amazon and show her beauty to all of the Amazon lovers out there. And right away she said okay. So I'm curious about what your experience was with this, and what did you think when I first came to you and said, hey, do you want to do this?
I thought it was interesting because, I don't know, I'm always open to new experiences, so I was like, heck, why not? I mean, if I got it, then why not use it?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. And during the photo shoot, how was that for you?
I felt super comfortable.
Good.
I was kind of nervous at first because it was my first time actually doing it, but then y'all really encouraged me and were like, you're a natural. So mm-hmm. I just went for it and I had a really good time. That was so much fun and just kind of gave me a window into what it could be like. So.
We always have fun.
Yeah, most definitely. And Dina, for you, what was that like shooting with two Amazons? And
I loved it, but I love tall women. So, and I shoot models all the time. That's pretty much what I photograph is mostly people. Mm-hmm. And I love Candids and the fact that she is new. It was really awesome because it was you just took the coaching and you went with it and you were a total natural. It was awesome. I'd be fierce or give me that sexy look. Give me the pissed off look. Give me the, and you just had it. You nailed it.
Totally. Yeah.
And that's what's awesome about photographer and model relationship. That's why I love working with Brooke, which is a friend of Glamazon's. And she's awesome to work with because she just gets it and she's full of ideas. And I think that's where I'm a little bit different is I want it to be the most comfortable and confident you can be because I get the best photos that way. Mm-hmm. And if you're just shy or you're just uncomfortable, whatever, then you won't have as much fun. And everything I do, I gotta have fun.
Exactly. You gotta play. You gotta have fun.
Definitely. So going forward with this, what are your thoughts about going forward with this?
I'm ready to just explore every avenue possible. I'm ready to just throw myself out there and just really be confident in being me.
Nice. So I have to ask, because this is about fetish and this kind of stuff, do you have a personal fetish?
You're on the spot. I know, right?
No, I can't really think of anything that I would say is a fetish.
Yeah.
I mean, I love clothes, but I don't really know if there's a fetish for clothes. I love going to thrift stores, and I'll spend hours in thrift stores just finding clothes that I feel are me.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
that's perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
I would say that's an obsession.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with clothes shopping.
We all got something.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Question for you about this. What about have you ever had, cause you're tall, how tall are you?
6'1".
Okay. So have you ever experienced a guy with a fetish or a woman with a fetish coming up to you and being oh my God, you're so tall. Or like, have you ever experienced that?
Well, I always get the, oh my gosh, you're so tall. Like, do you play basketball?
Oh,
are
Lord.
You a model? Or like, you know, and I'm just like, well, now, I guess.
Yeah. Model, yes.
I'm a model now. But yeah, I do have a lot of people that come up to me and like, sometimes they want to like compare hands and stuff because, you know, yeah. I have long fingers. And so they're always like, oh my gosh, your hands are just so much bigger than mine. I'm like, yep, that tends to be the case.
Totally.
Yeah. And I've also had an instance where I was selling things on Letgo. I was selling some shoes. And this guy messaged me about it. He was like, you know, if you just try on all those shoes and take pictures, like, I'll totally buy all the shoes from you.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was like, well, then, I mean, that's cool.
And you should have said, yeah, and I'll sign each pair.
Yeah, right?
$500 a pair.
Right? Exactly. Make bank off that.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Right on.
That's what I know about the fetish world is, like, literally, they will do that. You know, if it's about feet, then yeah, if you've worn them, even better. You know, if they smell like you, even better. You know, kind of thing. So
yeah, I definitely had worn all those shoes. So there's a bunch of heels and they're like, ooh, I'll buy them all.
That's awesome. Great. That's awesome.
Perfect.
What, Dina, what is your experience with the fetish world or what's...
I think it's, for me, I'm open to everybody. And not much phases me or surprises me or, you know, I grew up the child, the daughter of a biker. So there's nothing I haven't seen. So not much of anything phases me. So I've actually had a lot of friends who have fetishes or have done fetish modeling. One of my dearest friends back in Texas where I'm from, she was a fetish model. And we would just talk about it for hours. And that was way before I was a photographer. So I was like, oh my God, what'd you get to do, you know, this week? Would you? And she would always show me her pictures. I'm like, God, these are so rad. And I remember thinking at that time, and this was probably 15 years ago, I'm like, God, I wish I was a photographer because I would love to capture something like that just in an artistic way. Because for me, it's art. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see it anything but art. Mm-hmm. So, it doesn't really faze me at all. I enjoy it. So,
nice.
Sorry, we've got dogs in the background. Yeah. He's playing with
He's
toys.
Playing with
Yeah, he's running around, clippity-clop.
Right on. Well, thank you ladies very much for joining me for my first episode.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And hopefully we'll be back when I get more practice.
Yeah.
So thank you guys very much. You have a great night and look forward to more. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey there, guys. So this is Michaela Miles of The Michaela Miles Show. And sitting here tonight, we actually just finished a photo shoot. And I'm sitting here with our photographer, Dina Gilmore, and our lovely model. She's a new to our industry, actually, a new Amazon model. And you're still kind of figuring it out, right? What can we call you? Sorry. Like, what can we call you?
Yeah, I need a name.
We'll just call her Anonymous Amazon for now.
We'll just call her Glamazon.
Yeah, we'll call her Glamazon until she finds a name. So, well, quick story about this, actually. Our new Glamazon model actually came to one of our sound healing shamanic journeys that Dina and I also do. So we're multitaskers here. We're photographers, we're models, we're art people creating our lives. But our Glamazon was there at our sound healing journey. And, I noticed her, as you guys know, I, like to recruit tall women. And I said, holy crap, this woman needs to, be an Amazon and show her beauty to all of the Amazon lovers out there.
Yeah.
And, right away she said, okay, so I'm curious about like what your experience was with this. And like, what did you think when I first came to you and said, hey, do you want to do this?
I thought it was interesting because, I don't know, I'm always open to new experiences. So I was like, heck, why not? I mean, if I got it, then why not use it?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And during the photo shoot, what like, how was that for you?
I felt super comfortable. Like,
good.
I was kind of nervous at first because it was my first time actually doing it. But then y'all really encouraged me and were like, you're a natural. So mm-hmm. I just went for it and I had a really good time. Like, that was so much fun. And I don't know, just kind of gave me a window into what it could be like. So,
we always have fun.
Yeah, most definitely. And Dina, for you, what was that like shooting with two Amazons? And
I loved it, but I love tall women. So, and you know, and I shoot models all the time. Like, that's pretty much what I photograph is mostly people. Mm-hmm. And I love Candid's and the fact that she is new. It was really awesome because it was like, you just took the coaching and you went with it and you were a total natural. Mm-hmm. Like, it was awesome. I'd like be fierce or yeah. give me that sexy look. Give me the pissed off look. Give me the, and you just had it. You nailed it.
Totally. Yeah.
And that's what's awesome about photographer and model relationship. That's why I love working with Brooke, which is a friend of Glamazon's. And she's awesome to work with because she just gets it and she's full of ideas. And I think that's where I'm a little bit different is I want you it to be the most comfortable and confident you can be because I get the best photos that way. Mm-hmm. And if you're just like shy or you're just uncomfortable, whatever, then you won't have as much fun. And everything I do, I gotta have fun.
Exactly. You gotta play. You gotta yep. have fun. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So going forward with this, what are your thoughts about going forward with this?
I'm ready to just explore every avenue possible. Like, I'm ready to just throw myself out there and just really be confident in being me.
Nice. So I have to ask, because this is about like fetish and this kind of stuff. Do you have a personal fetish?
Put you on the spot. I know, right?
No, I can't really think of anything that I would say is a fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love clothes, but I don't really know if there's like a fetish for clothes. I love going to thrift stores and I'll spend hours in thrift stores just finding clothes mm-hmm. that I feel like are me.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
though.
That's great.
I would say that's an obsession.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with clothes shopping.
We all got something.
Okay.
So yeah.
Question for you about this. What about, like, have you ever had, I mean, cause you're tall, how tall are you?
6'1".
Okay. So have you ever experienced a guy with a fetish or a woman with a fetish coming up to you and being like, oh my God, you're so tall. Or like, have you ever experienced that?
Well, I always get the, oh my gosh, you're so tall. Like, do you play basketball?
Oh,
are
Lord.
You a model? Or like, you know, and I'm just like, well, now I guess.
Yeah. Model, yes.
I'm a model now. But yeah, I do have a lot of people that come up to me and like sometimes they want to like compare hands and stuff because, you know, I have long fingers. And so they're always like, oh my gosh, your hands are just so much bigger than mine. I'm like, yep, that tends to be the case.
Totally.
Yeah. And I've also had an instance where I was selling things on Letgo. I was selling some shoes. And this guy messaged me about it. He was like, you know, if you just try on all those shoes and take pictures, like, I'll totally buy all the shoes from you.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was like, well, then, I mean, that's cool.
And you should have said, yeah, and I'll sign each pair.
Yeah, right?
$500 a pair.
Right? Exactly. Make bank off that.
Awesome. Yeah. Sweet. Right on.
That's what I know about the fetish world is, like, literally they will do that. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's about feet, then yeah, if you've worn them, even better. Mm-hmm. You know, if they smell like you, even better, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing. So,
yeah, I definitely had worn all those shoes. Mm-hmm. So, there's a bunch of heels, and they're like, ooh, I'll buy them all.
That's awesome. Great. That's awesome.
Perfect.
What, Dina, what is your experience with the fetish world? Or what's,
I think it's for me, I'm open to everybody. And not much phases me or surprises me or, you know, I grew up the daughter of a biker. So there's nothing I haven't seen. So not much of anything phases me. Mm-hmm. So I've actually had a lot of friends who have fetishes or have done fetish modeling. Mm-hmm. One of my dearest friends back in Texas where I'm from, she was a fetish model. Mm-hmm. And we would just talk about it for hours. And that was way before I was a photographer. So I was like, oh my God, what'd you get to do, you know, this week? Would you? And she would always show me her pictures. I'm like, God, these are so rad. And I remember thinking at that time, and this was probably 15 years ago, I'm like, God, I wish I was a photographer because I would love to capture something like that. Just in an artistic way. Cause for me, it's art, you know, I don't see it anything but art. So it, like I said, it doesn't really faze me at all. I enjoy it. So
nice.
Yeah. Sorry, we've got dogs in the background. He's playing with toys. He's running around clippity clop.
Right on. Well, thank you ladies very much for joining me for my first episode.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
And hopefully we'll be back when I get more practice.
Yeah.
So thank you guys very much. You have a great night and look forward to more. Bye-bye.
Bye.